Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing today in the first parak of Maseches Midos, and we're up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Shnayim Sha'arim Hayu LeBeis HaMokad. The Beis HaMokad had two gates, Echad Pesuach LeChel, Ve'echad Pesuach LeAzara. One of them opened up to the Chel, which again is a 10 Amma space around the Azara, and one of them opened up into the Azara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Zashay Pesuach LeAzara, Pish Pish Katan Hayilo. The one that opened up into the Azara had like a small door built into it, into the bigger door. Shabon Nechlasin Livlosh es Hazara, and the Kohanim would go in there to check out the Azara each morning. They would sleep in the Beis HaMokad, and they would come in before the Avoda of the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar to make sure everything was where it needed to be, that they had all the Kalim that they needed. So they were going through that small door, because the big gate was like a whole it was a whole hassle. It was humongous, so it would make a lot of noise, and it was a lot of effort to open. So they would just sort of sneak in there in the morning to check that everything was going okay. Mishnaches, Beis HaMokad Kippa. The Beis HaMokad was a dome shape, Ubayis Gadol Haya, and it was very large, Mukafru Vadin Shel Evan, and it had ledges of stone all around it, Vizikne Beis Av Yeshenim Sham, and the Zikne of the Zikanim of the Beis Av that was on that week would sleep over there, or that was on that day, would sleep there on these stone ledges that went around it. Umaftichos Ha'azar Biyadam, and they held the keys to the Azara, Upirchikuna Ish Kisto Ba'aret, and the younger Kohanim would stand guard, and they would hold with their own pillows and covers or whatever, and they would sleep on the floor. They'd have their sleeping bag on the floor of this large achsadra that was there. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Zayin, we said that the Beis HaMokad had two gates, one that was open to the Chel and the other to the Azara, and Rabbi Yehuda said the one that was open to the Azara had a small inner door built inside the bigger door where the Kohanim would go in each morning. And then in Mishnah Ches, we said that the Beis HaMokad was a dome, and it was a large room, and it was surrounded by a ledge of stones where the elder Kohanim of the Beis Av would sleep, and holding the keys to the Azara, and the younger Kohanim had their sleeping bags on the floor. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes.